It's a Tri-County Morning Show, and joining me this morning, I have a couple of students from Maple Grove Education Center of grade 7 and 8 students. Have Faith and Leela joining me this morning. I want to say good morning, girls.
Good morning.
There we go. It's almost like in stereo. That was great. They're here for a special reason. We're going to talk about something special that's been going on at the Grove, and it's called Stomp. So I'll start off with, what is Stomp?
Students moving together to prevent tobacco use.
What have you done so far? What have you done with Stomp so far?
We have presented information to our school, the grade 6, 7, and 8 classrooms.
We've had a poster contest to spread awareness about the dangers of vaping.
We had a winner from each grade. They got a gift card to a local business.
When you did this, it was just done within your school?
Yes.
Do you think it's working? Do you think that the students grasp the concept of it?
Yes, it is. Some students have come to the members of our group to thank us for the information. Some students have even stopped vaping.
I think it's somewhat because there's still a large problem with vaping at our school and in our community. We still have kids that vape, but if we can help one kid, that's all that matters.
Yeah. And do you find that kids are doing it more often? Like, do you have friends that do that?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's not a great thing, is it?
No,
it's not. So moving forward with Stomp, what are your plans?
Well, first of all, we wanted to talk to you on the radio to spread awareness to our community. So.
We are trying to set up a fundraiser to raise money for the hospital, primarily to help people that are affected by smoking. We are still working on ideas for this. If you are interested in helping, reach out to Mr. Taylor.
Have there been any ideas that were brought forward yet?
We were going to originally do a bake sale, but we can't do that. So we came up with the idea of a fundraiser with pieing our teachers.
Oh, gotta love pieing the teacher. Mr. Maxwell, will he be one of them?
Yes, he will. And I'll be the one to do it.
All right. Ooh, you go raise some money that way. So what are some of the things that our listeners should know about this? What should we know?
A younger person starts vaping, the harder it is to quit. And 15% of Canadians have tried a vaping product.
Vapes contain the same harmful chemicals found in cleaning products, nail polish remover, weed killer, cooking oil, and bug spray.
So is there anything else that you'd like to add to this?
We are not here to judge anyone for their lifestyle choices, but we want to inform people on the realities of vaping.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, girls, for coming in. And this is a really brave initiative. Did both of you start this? Did you start this initiative on your own?
No, Mr. Taylor started it, but he brought it to our attention and we got a whole group together.
Do you get any points or class points for doing this project?
Not really.
No, but it gives you a chance to communicate with other students.
Yes.
In the school. And do you get to go out and about the school to present this? Like you have posters up or flyers up around the school?
Yeah, like we said, we had the poster contest and we also had people from our group put the posters up around the school.
In the school, if you get caught vaping, there must be punishment for that?
Usually suspensions or other things.
And definitely, especially on school grounds, anything like that happens on school grounds is not good. Girls, thank you very much for coming in. Is your first time on the radio?
Yes.
No.
No?
Oh,
you
no,
were?
No.
Not your first time on the radio?
Both me and Faith were on the radio last year over call for Community Pride Group.
Oh, okay. Well, you're very special, girls, for taking on this project, and I wish you all the best, and I want to thank you very much for bringing it to the attention of our listeners today.
Thank you.
Once again, this is Faith and Leela, and they are with Stomp from Maple Grove Education Center. Once again, girls, thanks a lot for dropping in.
Thank you.